This recording is from the ACA World Convention that was held virtually in May of 2021. The ACA World Service Organization is grateful to all who contributed to making this convention happen, as well as to all who participated. ACA is an anonymous program. Please respect the anonymity of those that participated in the event. To learn more about the ACA Fellowship, please visit us online at adultchildren.org, where you can find information for newcomers, as well as free literature for download. Information about doing service in the ACA Fellowship can be found at acawso.org and acawsoec.org. To purchase literature or to make a Seventh Tradition contribution, please go to shop.adultchildren.org. We hope you enjoy the following recording from the 6th Annual World Convention, Global Recovery, in May 2021.
In a moment of silence, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I think, I'm not sure if we're going to unmute everybody for the Serenity Prayer or not, but either way, we'll proceed with that. And you may say the Serenity Prayer of your choice in the language of your choice. And we'll begin now. Our mission is providing education and experience through a series of 12 workshops on how the traditions work to keep our meetings safe and recovery oriented through practicing spiritual principles. I want to acknowledge, you heard a little bit in the background going on here with our tech hosts and Frederick joining us with Barbara and Lynn. I just want to give them a quick second to tell us where they're from and express our gratitude and acknowledgement for them being here with time and skills to serve fellowship.
Hello, my name is Lynn. I'm an adult child. I'm from Sweden, and I am grateful for having the opportunity to grow by doing this service and being by side in this workshop. I have made some notes about information that we are gonna make that every participant can't unmute themselves without having the raised hand. So if you want to mute and talk on a topic when there's questions, you will need to raise your hand and we will help you. On the computer, the raise hand is when you click on the button that calls reactions, and then will be symbols and a button that says raise hand. And if you're on the phone, I believe you start by going to the participants, or if you're on the tablet as well, I believe it's on the participants. And this is recorded. All of this is, this workshop is recorded, so you know with your anonymity, if you take the words, if you raise your hand and take the word and speak, it will be recorded. And if you want to change your name, you can go to the participants and on the computer, hover the mouse over your name and you will find the button that says more, and then rename will come up on your own if you hover over your own name. And on the phone, I believe it's when you press participants and then yourself. And what is recorded today will be available later, I believe in a couple of weeks after the editing Yes. And as I said before, the chat will only be enabled to the co-host. So if you have questions about the technical stuff, you can contact me or Barbara. Or if you have questions about the workshop, you can turn yourself to Cheryl or Erin or Mary Jo. And we will try to solve your questions between each other if we need to. That was all I had, and at least I am new to this, so I ask for the gentleness and the, I forgot the word, patience, have patience with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Hi, I'm Barb, and I'm also the tech host. I'm co-tech hosting with Lynn. I'm in Florida and grateful to be of service today. Thanks.
Thanks, Barbara. And Frederick?
Yeah, my name is Frederick and I'm an adult child. I'm here also the chair for the European Committee. So here to serve and help. Thank you.
Thank you, Frederick. And next, I'm going to introduce our presenters and preparers of the 12 workshops. We have shared the common mission and love of the Delegate Training Subcommittee and the traditions, of course, by using fun and education to not only to provide safety, but to also provide healing. So I'm going to introduce each of us. Cheryl, who is actually the outgoing Delegate Training Subcommittee Chair. Cheryl?
Thank you, Erin. Hello, everyone. My name is Cheryl, adult child. I'm very grateful to be here with Mary Jo and Erin to present this first workshop in our series around the traditions. So I'm looking forward to having a wonderful workshop with everybody and to have some a play and laughs as well. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mary Jo, and I am an adult child, and I am happy to be here today. The traditions to me mean functional rules that my family didn't have. We had dysfunctional rules, and the traditions to me keep us unified. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Jo. And I'm Erin, and the traditions to me are like another set of steps. And it's very much like a guide to how to use the spiritual principles in all my relationships and all my affairs. So with that, we're going to move to the next slide. Commitment to service. Okay, so the three of us are each going to take probably three of these. And the suggested commitment to service you find in your big red book on page 601. I perform service so that my program will be available for myself, and through those efforts, others may benefit. I will perform service and practice my recovery by, number one, affirming that the true power of our program rests in the membership of the meetings and is expressed through our higher power and through group conscience. And number two, confirming that our process is one of inclusion and not exclusion, showing special sensitivity to the viewpoint of the minority in the process of formulating the group conscience so that any decision is reflective of the spirit of the group and not merely the vote of the majority. And three, practice placing principles before personalities. Pass.
Four, keeping myself fit for service by working my recovery as a member of the program. Five, striving to facilitate the sharing of experience, strength, and hope at all levels, meetings, intergroups, regional committees, service boards, and world services. Six, accepting the different forms of levels of service and allowing those around me to each function according to their own abilities. Pass.
Seven, remaining willing to forgive myself and others for not performing perfectly. 8, being willing to surrender the position in which I serve in the interest of unity and to provide the opportunity for others to serve, to avoid problems of money, property, and prestige, and to avoid losing my own recovery through the use of service, to act out my old behavior, especially in taking care of others, controlling, rescuing, being a victim, etc. 9, remembering I am a trusted servant, I do not govern.
Okay, and with that, I'll turning the workshop guidelines over to Cheryl.
Thank you, Erin. All right, the workshop guidelines for today. We will be sharing in a general way. For our purposes today, we kindly ask everyone to focus on the topic being presented so that we may cover all the material. And we ask everyone to remember some principles over personalities, curiosity over criticism, progress, not perfection, service coming from love, and remembering HALT, humility, acceptance, love, and tolerance. I'll just briefly speak to our agenda. So we'll introduce the tradition one, and then we're going to have a brief skit, and then we'll have questions and answers before, just to clarify our breakout rooms. And then we'll go into a breakout room for 20 minutes, work on the business practice session, and then we'll come back and we'll share our conclusions about the practice mock business or a practice business session. And then we'll open up the floor for additional shares and have a slide on some questions about tradition one to think about. And then we'll close up with the serenity prayer. So now we'll get started on our skit.
So did we confirm who's who?
Yes. I can introduce us. So for our tradition one skit, we will have a chair who will be played by Erin. And then we have 3 members in this skit. And Mary Jo will be Drew. I will be Andy. And our tech host, Barbara, will play Lee.
Okay. So here we go. Tradition one, being our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on unity, ACA unity. And okay, I'm the chair and I'm going to begin. This meeting is called to order. At our last business meeting, a question was asked. Why does this group not recognize the minority opinion when voting? Let's begin with this discussion.
We do not use the minority opinion because we do not have enough time to cover all the topics and consider the minority opinion. Besides, we already know what everybody thinks.
Andy here. We do not actually need to all agree. We can agree to disagree.
Hi, I'm Lee. Well, how does anything else help us achieve unity?
Okay. Drew again. I know that I sounded a little negative, but actually I walked away from business meetings because I didn't feel heard. I have been thinking about it and looking through our Big Red Book, and I am noticing some quotes about tradition one. The first one is on page 492. It says, problems become opportunities to further one's recovery. The next 2 I found are on page 493. First one is, at a group conscience, each member is equal and has an opportunity to share their thoughts and solutions. And the other one, when a meeting is dominated, group unity in the sense that all group members are equal suffers. And then one more quote I found is on page 494. ACA members not getting along or failing to place ACA first can trigger relapse for some ACA members. Resentments fester, and members in the conflict are tempted to pick up the destructive tools of manipulation, gossip, and dishonesty. I pass.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you, everyone, for voicing your concerns and participating in the discussion. Is there anybody that would like to make a motion on this topic? With that is the end of our business meeting. And I believe Cheryl's going to take us into what you are going to do from there.
Thank you, Erin. I hope everyone was able to hear that skit. We're going to go into our breakout rooms, and Barbara will set us up for that. We're going to be in there for 20 minutes to practice a business meeting session. And in that session, we're going to need to have a chairperson, secretary, and a topic submitter, the person who's going to present the issue to discuss, and ideally a timekeeper in your breakout room. We should have about 10 people per breakout room, and the chairperson will open the meeting, and the topic submitter will speak. Then organize your time so that you can have everyone, if they wish to speak. You'll have our times are approximate, and I believe Lynn will post these instructions so that everybody has them in our chat, and so that you're not lost. But these times are approximate, and so you're just going to go through a business meeting, make a motion, have a discussion, and then see if there's a minority, and then ideally have a vote. So ideally, that's how your pretend business meeting session is going to go. If you have any questions when you're in the breakout room, you will have something called ask for help, and someone will, like Mary Jo, myself, or Erin can come to that room if it's workshop related, and Barbara or Lynn if it's technically related. So just click that button if anything is not clear while you're in your breakout sessions. So there will be a link sent out. The workshop materials also, I think I got it posted on our website. So there's three areas to get that. So we'll get that to you. We just need one person in each breakout room to have that to help guide the breakout. And you'll have a 1 minute broadcast before we close up. So I can just say, wish everybody a good business meeting, and remember to play and have fun a little bit.
Okay, I'm opening the breakout rooms now.
Cheryl, I believe you may have to grant access to people to that document. Be prepared for that.
Google Docs, okay.
Yeah.
Well, were we going to take any questions and answers before they go into breakout room?
Sorry. I apologize. Barbara, I'm sorry. Just wanted to know if anyone had a question before we broke out into the rooms. You're right. I have a slide here.
Sorry about that. I can close the breakout rooms and bring them back, or just
Let's do that.
Okay. Yeah.
Just in case there's one hand up that will answer a question for everybody. Sorry.
Okay. The breakout rooms are ending in 53 seconds. They'll be back.
Okay. So we'll open the floor. Does anybody have any questions or concerns before we go into our 20-minute business meeting? Practice business meeting.
Yeah.
And you
see if they're all back.
Okay. So no one that's current. Okay, so
Cheryl, there is a problem with the link to the Google document. I am having trouble sending the document as a file. So we're gonna have to work on that.
Okay. I will try to work on that right now. And Mary Jo, can you take questions?
Yes.
Raise hands. Thank you.
Okay. I can just give a little bit more instruction as you go. We wanted you all back. So we had forgot that we wanted to do some question and answer for everybody, so you feel, you know, well prepared for as you go into these breakout rooms. So what you're doing, number one, is you're keeping in mind tradition one, okay, which is our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on ACA unity, unity being the spiritual principle of your mock group that you're going into. And the topic being about whether or not that your group is going to consider using the minority opinion in their business meetings from here forward. Okay. So you're going to elect the chairperson, you're going to elect a secretary, somebody to make a potential motion, and then you guys will all discuss it. One thing we didn't mention, Cheryl, was the chairperson or the secretary, when you guys come back, we'd like to hear from what each group has done. So we'd like to hear what your conclusions were. So if you can have a spokesperson for each of those groups to tell us, and then we'll go to open sharing. We have some questions at the end for you to consider You know, maybe you might even change your opinion after you come back and hear what other people have said or look at some of our questions. So from there, Mary Jo will field some further questions.
Yes. Okay. The hands look like they've been lowered, unless there's someone else. Okay, Grasnia, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Sorry, just a second. Okay.
Hi, it's Grazina. I'm an adult child. I tried to open the document and it's not possible. It says I'll get an email. Nothing came.
Okay, Cheryl and Lynn are working on trying to make that more accessible right now. So we'll have an answer for you in a minute or so.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else? Okay, so you're clear that the person, okay, Annika in California, let me unmute you.
Okay. Do we have to have the documents to go into the breakout room or can we go in without the documents?
It'll be helpful in trying to figure out how to approach what you're supposed to be doing, yeah. Okay, Svetla in Scotland. And try it again. There we go.
Hello, I just have a question about the breakout rooms. There were so many breakout rooms in different nationalities. What breakout room are we joining?
Breakout rooms are automatically generated, so you'll get a pop-up screen like we're just automatically breaking people out. Yeah, and just join the breakout room that you're asked to join.
My other question is, I haven't read the ACA Tradition 1. I have read Tradition 1 in CODA. I don't know how different that might be. Do we have the text? Do we have the actual text of Tradition 1 in ACA?
I can certainly share that screen right now.
Wonderful, thank you so much.
And if anybody, an alternate solution would be taking a screenshot. Let's see if I can, yeah.
It's too small.
They can screenshot it and then zoom in. That might be the next best. I sent a link to the document. It's on our website. And we'll figure out other options.
Okay.
Cheryl, do you want to, which website is it at?
ACA.wso.org. I chatted it, sent the chat to the link.
So if you click on that now, you will go to the right place. Patricia, you have a question?
Oh yes, please. I'm completely not familiar with all those technical things, and I have really difficulties to go in the breaking room and also to go in the other room. Could you please be so kind to tell me what I have to do?
Okay. Barbara.
Hi. When we start the breakout room, you'll see a box pop up that will see join breakout room, and you'll just click that.
But I go here, I see now something yellow.
No, there's nothing yet. When we start the breakout room, we'll let you know.
Ah, I understand. And it's not yet.
Not yet, correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm Virginia. I don't know, yeah. I probably got it wrong this time too. Go ahead.
No, that's all right, Grazina, adult child. I tried again to open the link in the chat and it works now. So whatever you did, success. Thank you.
Great. Okay.
I've managed to open it. So excellent. I just encourage everybody else to try.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that it worked. And if you're in your breakout room we just need one member to at least have the stuff. And in your breakout room, you can share your screen, I believe, yeah, within the group. So, yeah. Okay.
And if there are no more questions, then I think we could probably get started, right?
Yes, thank you, okay. Barbara. Now you Alrighty. Can do your magic.
Okay, here we go. Opening the breakout room. So watch for the box to pop up and click join breakout room.
So, Cheryl, I ended up in a breakout room with Mary Jo, and it did not make sense for two of us to be in the same room. Lynn, is there a way for me to go into another breakout room?
We understood that, like, we don't, yeah, it just automatically assigned you. So Cheryl had said you guys weren't going to do the breakout room and you would just come back.
Right.
But we can put you in one if you want to.
You know what? Mary Jo is in breakout room 4 and she doesn't know how to leave. And I just figured it out.
Oh, it's there's a button that says click leave room.
Yeah.
And make sure she clicks that instead of, you know, there's a leave meeting and a leave room. She needs to just click leave room and it'll bring her back to this room.
So how do I get back to breakout room 4 to tell her that?
Oh, let me see. I'll do that.
Thank you.
I'll go find her.
I think we can move her from here. I find a button here where it says.
Okay, you want to just move her, Lynn, move her back to this room?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And can we put everybody who's not in a breakout room into a breakout room?
Right, yeah, I was just gonna say for the people that are still in this room, if you have a box that says join breakout room, go ahead and join that. Otherwise, Lynn, let's just start moving them into rooms.
Mm.
I think what's happening is people are joining. Are people joining the meeting now?
Oh, okay.
Oh, that makes sense. I didn't even consider that. So, yeah, Michelle can be put in one. Rita, Gabe, Laura.
Just to let everybody know who's joining late, we're sending you to a breakout room. That's where the participants are right now, and you'll be coming back. Mm-hmm.
What I can do is put a slide up for us and share it because the tent, yeah. And that says currently in a breakout room. I'll do that.
I guess that you know how to do it, Barb, but I don't find how I can move people from this room to a breakout room. Do you want to take that responsibility or?
Yeah, I'm only seeing that I can move them back into a waiting room. So hold on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that helpful?
I think so.
Okay. So we have Michelle still not in a breakout room. Michelle A. Okay. Great. Jeanette. Yeah, I didn't even consider that. Oops. late attendees, right?
And if we need to send a message to all of the rooms, we can do that. I can, for example, tell when it's 5 minutes left and such.
Yeah, that might be an idea.
Timing, I forgot.
Yeah, did anybody set their 20-minute timer?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, thank you. Oh, dear. Fun. It's fun. We're having fun.
Just taking notes for tradition two.
That's right. I think, yeah.
Set 20-minute timer. I'll do the what we've learned section.
Yeah, the session doesn't get locked. Total oversight.
Yeah, well,
that might be feedback. We need to lock the session, actually. I feel bad for those coming in and then going into a breakout room going, what are we doing?
When we do the next tradition two, that there will have to be an announcement that goes with it, that if you come late, you know, you'll miss important.
Yeah. Okay.
So a note to latecomers and our 20-minute timers.
Yep. Did you want to pause the recording right now for the 20 minutes? I didn't think about that, but. Erin, which slide did you want? Did you want this one just to reiterate the focus and then switch the slide to the next one afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it looks like we're getting everybody back. It was very interesting. I got to go into two rooms and I came back to talk to Cheryl and say, I think we're going to be learning a lot about the process that we sent you into. So we are very grateful that you guys are here for the premiere so we can learn what we did right and what we did wrong. And of course, celebrate what we did right and not get our critical parents too much on us. So I'm going to go through a slide here before we go to hearing your experiences, reminding us tradition one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on ACA unity. And as we look at the minority opinion that we were using for the possible motion here, we think and consider concept five. Throughout our structure, a right of petition prevails, thus assuring us that the minority opinion will be heard and that petitions for the redress of grievances will be carefully considered. So your mock business meeting scenario, the meeting group currently did not use the minority opinion when voting in business meetings, and the goal of the meeting was to use the minority opinion process for discussing whether the meeting group will use it going forward. So we're gonna find out what your groups came up with. I will say that I got to jump into two of the breakout groups, and I was just really happy to see a lot of smiling and laughing going on. So learning through fun is always wonderful. Okay, pass it over to Cheryl or Mary Jo. I'm not sure who's going next.
So our one of our tech support will call on people, and ideally we have one member from each of our breakout rooms share on, if we could just have the chair or the alternate, whoever would like to share. So we had 12 breakout rooms. It'd be nice to just hear from the 12 groups if they wish to share.
Okay, I'm Barb, I'll be the tech host. I'll be calling on the hands as they're raised. And the first hand I see is Leslie from Southeast Florida.
There we go, now I'm unmuted. Thank you very much for calling on me, and thank you to all the hosts and co-hosts here. We're all grateful for your service. In our meeting, we actually touched on two topics. We did acknowledge the importance of allowing everyone an opportunity to address a motion or a topic that is on the agenda for a business meeting. I shared that in the business meetings for the community that I participate in, a vote is taken, and then those who have a disdain vote are given an opportunity to present their position, thought, opinion on the topic, so that everyone is offered an opportunity to speak. And that opportunity is offered after the initial vote is taken, so that, you know, anybody that voted against has an opportunity to speak. The other subject that we addressed was the topic of spiritual timekeeping and the need for some type of a time frame for people to present their thoughts, feelings, opinions is necessary in order to keep the meeting functioning within a time. Our community has chosen to have business meetings last 1 hour. Another different opinion was expressed on spiritual timekeeping, in that timekeeping during a meeting could be possibly triggering for some people, with reference to how they were raised in homes that had many rules, and that if someone has gotten up the courage to come and speak at an ACA meeting, that bravado should be recognized and they should be permitted to speak at length. So that's all I have to offer from our group. Thank you for the ladies that were in my room and spoke, participated. And again, thank you for all of your service and the opportunity to be here today.
Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you.
And then next up is Duncan B.
I'm just going to interrupt real briefly. Who's keeping time?
I am, I think, and I don't know if anybody said that, but I think I understand it's 5 minute shares. Is that right?
No, not for this one.
Okay.
Yeah, we were just going with 1 minute.
Oh, okay. 1 minute. Gotcha. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, Duncan B, you're up for 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Duncan. I was the secretary of room number 7. We had 7 people to start it reduced down to 5 as we got started and figured out who was going to do what. We elected Brenda as our chair, me as the secretary, and we had a topic submitter and timekeeper. Brenda opened with a serenity prayer, and our topic submitter submitted the topic. It was seconded for discussion, and we all discussed it. I clarified the topic at one point during the discussion. People shared their ideas about it. Different ideas came about. most people wanted to hear from everyone, and the idea of leaving more time and space for higher power to help us was included in the discussion, as well as being willing to table a discussion if we felt we hadn't really come to a group consensus. I made a motion.
Time, Duncan.
And it was seconded and we voted on it and it passed with one abstention. Closed with a serenity prayer and got cut off halfway through. Thank you.
What was the motion, Duncan? Can
you motion was to include time for everyone to share who wants to share.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Duncan.
I would say that we need more direction about how to do business meetings because people need more guidance about how to nominate and elect and run the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great feedback. Thank you.
Thanks, Duncan. Next up is Krista J.
Okay, I need to find myself to unmute. Well, I think if I understood correctly, most of us had not served on a board, so we were a little bit messier than the previous two that spoke, but I think we fumbled our way through it and followed the general guidelines that were given, and everybody who had wanted to share had the opportunity to share. The majority opinion did carry ultimately in there, but we clumsily made our way through it with good humor, I think. And I think that we appreciate the purpose of what the exercise was, understanding that probably some of these meetings have the potential to get messy, like our families of origin.
And was there a motion made at the conclusion, and how did that go?
Yes, it went fine, but mostly because we were fumbling our way through the activity.
Can you tell us what the motion was?
Yes, it was to carry the majority of opinion. Our exercise was whether we wanted to keep all of our money or if we wanted to send some to the World Service Organization.
Okay.
And so the majority opinion was to keep a couple months in reserves and send any surplus to the World Service Organization. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Krista. Next up is Corbett in California.
Hi, I'm Corbett. Thank you all so much for this opportunity. It was amazing. So our motion was that there is no need to rotate service positions. So there were initially 2-4 and 5 against. So then we heard from the minority opinion, in which case one of the others changed their vote. And so then maybe one person got bored and dropped out. Our vote was retaken to 3-3. So our motion was referred to a committee to be determined later. But I want to thank our group. It was the best ever. And one comment was, this was the best business meeting ever. And I'd have to agree with that. Thank you so much. Good job, everybody.
Thank you. That sounds great.
Thanks so much. Next is Carol P.
Hi, I'm Carol P., an adult child. I was the chair of the meeting. We had a spiritual timekeeper. We had a secretary and topic person take both of those roles on. We were fairly a quiet group. Our topic was allowing time for the minority opinion to share at the business meeting. And so we had a discussion of why that was important or if that wasn't something that we considered. And everyone seemed to favor allowing the minority opinion to be heard at the business meeting. And so we then took a vote and our vote was unanimous. But had it not been, we would have allowed time for the minority opinion to express their opinion. And in our own business meeting, we just adopted time limits. So that would be something that would be included as well. And we had a great time. It was really fun. Thank you for allowing us to do this.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carol. And next is Anna C.
Hi, Anna, adult child. We took a little time. We figured out that a lot of us are green at this business meeting concept and taking in the workout. So we had a little time first to, you know, select the chair, the secretary, and the spiritual timer. But there was a little bit of, you know, we took this very gently in trying to understand what we needed to do. And looking at the paper, I know this is limited to 1 minute. So I would say that number one, the group was amazing. We laughed, we were gentle. We gave honest feedback about, you know, the voting process and how sometimes it can feel overwhelming, but even business meetings themselves sometimes can be overwhelming. Really one thing here would be just on the document that was sent that maybe that it could have been shared on the screen while we were all there. And the skit, the way you guys broke it out was really great. I would have liked to have seen that skit as a mock, because it could just feel overwhelming. But it really brought great conversations. And I know I'm currently a secretary, and I told the group that it was like you go in and you learn as you go. So this is actually no mistake that I'm here because it was good. Thank you for sharing this opportunity to do a mock skit.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anna. Next is Alexandra.
Hello, everybody. I'm Alexandra, gratefully recovering in ACA. Thanks for this opportunity. And in our business meeting, I was chosen as the chair. We had no service for the secretary, but we had service for a spiritual timekeeper. And we almost had no service for making a motion. So I offered to do that. So we made the motion of including in our business meeting script, that we listen to the minority opinion. And then we had a round robin sharing for those who wanted on this issue. And 5 of the 8 people shared their thoughts and feelings on that. And then we allowed time, asked if there was anybody against. And we took a vote. And there were 5 of the people that voted for it. And then I asked if anybody was against, and there was no answer. And if there were any abstentions, and there was no answer. And we shared our experiences around business meetings, and we voted for this thing and we accepted it. So it was really nice sharing experiences about business meetings and what has worked and what has not worked, which we also shared in our round robin. That was really nice and very healing. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alexandra. Thank you. Next is Wendy.
Thank you. I think our takeaway from our group would be that we can have fun and play and have joy in our lives and even in our business meetings. I think we were chuckling the whole time. We noticed ourselves as we tried to divide the service roles. One member of our group noticed traits coming out, and then we just started to share very honestly. We were showing up to our business meeting from places of recovery. There was a motion about that we should perhaps consider studying the traits, but we spent a lot of time just getting to know each other, I think, as part of a service team. And so we didn't make it through the voting process. I would say it was tabled, definitely. But I guess what I yeah, it was fun. It was fun. It really, we brought our personalities and our own personal recovery, and we had the safety to do that in our meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wendy. Next is Tamara.
Hi, I'm Tamara. So nobody spoke for the first 5 minutes, pretty much, it seemed like. We were all very shy. But anyways, so our meeting went forth with Alex, who proposed that he was doing a special step study, and would we have a motion to take out the problem solution out of the meeting. And Aiden seconded that, and then Alex spoke on how he felt that was, it would give more time for sharing. And then Aiden was against that, as he studied boundaries and felt it was unsafe to remove core pieces of the program. I agreed. And then Dunya was also against it for her recovery and sharing. It meant that she needed her those pieces in the meeting. Gail had 7 years, and she said newcomers and oldcomers alike need that part of the meeting. Jules proposed that often specialty meetings, there is no format. We had a vote of 2-5 against. Then we had a minority wished, the minority wished to add any info, and Alex spoke about 12-step groups being different and attending ACA, and Jules asked if there's any members again which would like to revote. We had one person changed, which was Dunya, changed to for the motion, and in the end we agreed that the motion did not go forward, but that in the future they could try again. And I've never done secretarial work before. It was very experienced. It actually wasn't that hard. So it was a fun meeting. And thanks everybody that participated, even though we didn't want to speak.
Thanks, thank you, Tamara. And that's it for the hands.
Okay, thank you. Cheryl, do you want to put up our questions? So it was interesting for us as the creators of the workshop, how things turned out in terms of what our thought was, that that a motion was going to be made or talked about whether or not your group was going to use a minority opinion. But interestingly, as Cheryl pointed out when we were talking about it, well, you know, there's tradition for group autonomy. Each of your groups went off and did whatever you felt was the right thing to do with that mock training session. So, so we have some questions here to continue conversation. Cheryl or Mary Jo?
Sorry, Erin, I just see Tammy's hand up. Tammy, did you have a question, or did we miss you?
Hi, my name's Tammy. I'm an adult child in Texas. I do have a question. Is it the time to ask?
We have an additional Q&A section, if that's helpful for you, after we take some. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Sorry, Erin. Back to you. Can you clarify? Sorry.
Mary Jo or Cheryl want to read off the questions?
I can read them. Going back to our goal here, our intention is not to necessarily have everybody answer these questions right now. These are just food for thought. Okay. Question number one, why do we need the minority opinion when we have substantial unanimity? Number two, how does a healthy group deal with a minority opinion when it appears unrelated? And many of us have had that experience when somebody gives a minority opinion, but it has nothing to do with the topic at hand. Three, do we all need to agree to achievement unity? Or can we agree that even if there is a minority opinion, or if there's everyone isn't in agreement, that we can support what the group has decided. Four, in ACA business meetings, what would we mean if we say our inner child is welcome, but our healthy adult is required? Five, keeping the inner child and healthy adult statement in mind, how do I and my group make a safe emotional transition when moving from an ACA recovery meeting into a business meeting? I believe we can take a few minutes for comments from these questions. Is that right, Erin and Cheryl?
Cheryl's gonna put up, I think, Mary Jo, Cheryl, and I, when we came up with these questions, we were also brainstorming on some of the answers. It was really enjoyable for us to be doing that. So, you know, we're happy to hear your answers and would love to hear your answers. We might also present to you some of the answers that we found as we explored those. Cheryl, I don't know if you can make that bigger and maybe want to read off some answers.
Which part did you need larger? Let me know. The answers?
Potential answers.
Okay.
Can you also make the questions larger? So, because it was so quick.
Okay. Let me work on that. I'm just going to stop share.
Remarkable questions, really, really well thought out.
Thank you.
I think that's as good as I can get it. Maybe you can zoom in on your own screen to get it a little larger, but I think that's...
I will try to go in and read these really close to my screen. Okay. No, I'm afraid I can't.
Okay, did you want me to, are we gonna take, are we gonna present our answers or like we can read our answers out?
Yes.
Like go through each question one at a time and get, okay.
I would say read the answers out.
Okay.
And then open it up.
Okay. So I can do that. So our first question was, why do we need minority opinion when we have substantial unanimity? Our brainstorming was, some members are more assertive than others. Using the minority opinion always allows everyone's voice to be heard. We do not want to ignore people. Using the minority opinion helps members to feel that their voice matters, encourages members to use their voice. It helps members that may feel stigmatized use their voice if there is a more dominant voice in the group. And now the floor is open for sharing.
Why do we use minority opinion when we have substantial unanimity is the question.
I call the next person who is Annika from California.
My question was just to post and open this. I have some specific questions about this subject, but I think I'll wait for questions and answers at the end. But this is a wonderful topic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up is Corbay.
Hi, I'm Corbay. The minority opinion is integral to the unanimity of the group, and in the spirit of tradition one, strong leadership would be encouraging the minority opinion at least to be heard, and then encouraging participation so that the unity of the group is always the most important. And this was a wonderful exercise, and I felt really lucky with our group. Did a great job. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Bangs.
Hi, Bangs. Thank you. I'm not sure if this is the right time to ask. When it says use the minority opinion, if you, what does that mean exactly? If you have, say, four people and one of you thinks differently, what do you mean when you say use the minority opinion? I mean, do you mean allow them to speak?
I can take that. So when you're in a meeting and you have made a motion, you've voted, and three people are for it, one person is against it, let's say, mm-hmm. then what you're doing is you are asking if the, what I'll call the losing side, the side that had the less votes, you're asking if they wish to speak. And what they would speak about is anything that they feel has not yet been considered that might sway the majority or the winning side to want to change their vote. And thank if anyone from the majority is willing to change their vote, then a re-vote is taken, and that's the final vote. And why that's important as adult children, why that's important in our program, is because it really speaks to the spiritual principle of open-mindedness, of hearing everyone's voice and listening. Okay, thank you for the question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Margaret from Pennsylvania.
Hi, everybody. For me, for this one, I love this one. When I first walked into ACA, I felt like there was people above me. And one of the things in one of our meetings, we always told the newcomers to vote with us. And they would say, but I'm not from this group. So one of the things that I've learned in my recovery is that if we include the minority, then they feel like they belong. And then that unites us as a group. So that's one of the things I like to really push out there for any newcomers, is to remember ACA is all of ours, not just for some of us. My take. Thank you, everybody, for your service.
Thank you.
And Corbet.
Thank you. Next up is Quinn B.
Greetings, Quinn, Healing Luminous Adult Child. This is a beautiful experience. Loved our group. And the minority or the dissenting vote actually played a huge part in one of our business meetings. We had, we were doing a literature study, and there was a question about what part of the literature we're going to be reading, whether we're going to be including the questions in the yellow book or not. And that was not very clear in the motion or in the vote. So we had, oh my gosh, like 15 people saying, yes, we want to do this, and only one or two or three people saying no. We listened to the dissenting votes, and that clarification actually changed the entire viewpoint. So we all voted down that motion, presented a different motion that we're still using. So it's I think it's very important, simply because everybody has a different opinion and a different way of seeing things, and being able to give people the opportunity to share can actually change how how the group sees it. So it's actually incredibly helpful to get those the dissenting vote voices out. And it doesn't happen all the time, but when it does, it's significant and it's powerful. Thank you so much for the opportunity in the past.
Thanks, Quinn. Cheryl, do you want to read the second question and answer? And still, you know, keep your hands up. We're still going to get to you.
Okay, second question that we thought about was, how does a healthy group deal with a minority opinion when it appears unrelated? Some of our answers were, use point of order to clarify the relationship of members' questions or concern, gently remind the member of the topic, acknowledge the member, use slogans, approach it from an educational standpoint. Those were some of the answers to that question. How do we deal? How does a healthy group deal with a minority opinion when it appears unrelated?
So I'll kind of elaborate on that, how we came up with that question and that answer, which was that, you know, we talk about sometimes you're in a business meeting and you're on one topic, but, you know, we as adult children can hear things differently or have a specific agenda or just get derailed and off in another direction. So that question was designed, you know, how does the group in unity bring things back together?
Thank you. The next hand we have raised is Tammy.
I'm not sure it's Vic or, well, I have a situation in a group with the dominant group member who is the secretary. Would handle that, because the newcomers aren't being heard, nobody's being heard, no minority opinions, no one's being heard at all in this situation, and I feel frustrated and anxious, and I end up leaving, and I've thought of leaving the group. So is that something I can ask now? I'm not sure of the rules here.
Yeah, I can add to that one as well. One thing I would say is that the meeting and service safety subcommittee or committee is actually working on a workshop right now, very similar to this format, where the topic is dominating behavior in a business meeting. So look out for that. It's coming in the next month or so. But, you know, it kind of speaks to, you know, whether or not we are at a healthy meeting. You know, if everybody's voice is not being heard, you know, that says, you know, does the group have tradition meetings? You know, how educated is everybody in the group? You know, when does stigma or, you know, our laundry list traits keep us from speaking up? So, yeah, I mean, sometimes if it's a group where you're absolutely not going to be heard, sometimes you just have to make that decision. Is this the right meeting for me? And usually those kind of meetings end up falling apart in our experience. Mary Jo or Cheryl, can you add to that?
Yeah, I think same here. If people can't break through to have changes made, another option too is I don't know if Aaron said this, but to start another meeting. Because sometimes people have their heels dug in so deep that it's difficult to get them to be open-minded about things. And if that happens, if somebody has that much of a hold and there aren't enough people who are willing to help change the meeting, then it might be time for a new meeting, which is difficult, but... yeah.
The other thing that came up, because we have a lot of these kinds of discussions on meeting safety, you know, is that when you're at an unhealthy meeting and it is bringing up post-traumatic stress and you're staying, you know, the question is like, well, why do we stay? And then we have to look at whether or not there's trauma bonding going on there. You know, am I staying because I'm comfortable and this is what I knew from my family? And the answer is get to a healthy meeting.
I can speak to that.
Exactly. Oh, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
So we're in program to have healthier behaviors. And I've had to deal with this recently where if there's unhealthy dynamics, one person can't do change. And if no one's listening or they're not able to hear at that moment, it becomes removing yourself from the unhealthy environment. And it's not something that we want to do, but staying would just re-traumatize or it would help make me act out my, you know, traits. So it's just assessing, is this group healthy enough for me to stay in? Am I going to get recovery in doing this? Or is it better at this moment? Doesn't mean I never have to come back. But at this moment, what do I need to do to take care of self and exercise boundaries? Thank you.
Thank you. Can I clarify something?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you. That's something I've been wondering about because I realize the more I stay, I've triggered. And my trait of wanting to control the situation and the people come out and I'm worried about the newcomer. I'm worried about me. Then I get as much as I care about the meeting and the reason for the purpose of it, it's become very unhealthy and sad. I have to leave it and find another meeting. Generally, the behavior is within the meeting, but it's moderated appropriately within the meeting. It's generally afterwards. The minute the meeting ends, the dominance begins and no one is heard. I've sat there for 30 minutes and watched the person dominate and no one can say a word. No one can take a breath. So it's I don't want to contribute to unhealthy behavior. I need it.
Thanks, Tammy. You're going in and out a little bit. But I will say that what I'm hearing you talk about,
right. And for the underdog who's
thank you. We're having a little trouble hearing you, but I would definitely say look forward to the workshop that's going to be coming up on dominant behavior, because you're describing so much of the stuff that we're going to be presenting. Can we go to the next question, Cheryl? Question and answer?
Sorry, yeah. So Erin, we're going to wrap up this this brainstorming around the questions, and we're going to go into general Q&A now. Okay. I'm just going to stop share. And we are going to go into general questions and answers at this point, because we are wrapping up in 5 minutes.
All right. I am going to lower the hands that are left. And if you have a question, please raise it again. Wendy, you are next.
Thank you. I'd like to say thank you for this workshop. I've really appreciated the experience. It's helped me to really reflect on my last year of various experiences. And what my question is, one thing I just wanted to notice, the minority voice is, you know, didn't vote for it or like was the losing side. But then there's another minority voice, which is that there can be a revote if only one person of the winning side feels they might change their vote. So it's like another opportunity for a minority voice. And I just learned that in this workshop, which is amazing. And my question, I know personally, I've been in situations where I didn't know how I could reach out because of anonymity. And I wanted help and I wanted advice. And I didn't know who I could go to, almost like, I mean, I know people say, talk to your sponsor, talk to you, but in some ways I just wanted to reach out almost to like the World Service Organization to see if there's someone who gives people who might be struggling in their own little spot a kind of a wider perspective in any way. And I know there's autonomy of groups and anonymity. And that's my question. Thank you.
There's a, on the homepage of the adultchildren.org website, there's a contact us tab, and you can contact World Service that way. We do have a special worker who does answer some questions, and that's one option to do. Otherwise, watch for these town halls that we're going to be doing. And the other thing is maybe get involved in Slack on the Slack platform, which is you can also email that contact us person to see if you can get added to Slack, because that's another place where you can ask questions.
I would also add that there is now a Wednesday, I think it's 12 noon Eastern or around 12:30 noon Eastern. There is a 12-step registered meeting now that is dedicated to learning about service. So 1 week is the steps, the next is the traditions, the next is the concepts, the next is commitment to service. And then they actually, if there's a fifth week of the month, they actually have a business meeting during the meeting so that members can learn, hopefully, what a healthy meeting looks like. And it also has a Q&A afterwards. So it's called the Commitment to Service. It's on the Find a Meeting page, and it's on a Wednesday around noon.
And that's listed on the events calendar, correct?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Next up is Grazina, excuse me.
Can I talk? Sorry, I'm waiting to be unmuted and looks like I'm unmuted already. Actually, I don't even know if my question is appropriate, because is it supposed to be still on the subject or can it be any question? Because I'm quite new to ACA, and what I've realized is that a newcomer is a person that could cause a lot of trouble in a situation like this, in a business meeting. And approach the newcomer, I see somehow different than to somebody who's been coming for a long time. And I wonder if it should be taken into account. Is there like grace period that the newcomer can say or do anything they want for, let's say, a few meetings because they're new, they've got no idea. And the other thing is there like requirements for a chair to be experienced before they run a business meeting, so that they are in charge, they know what they're doing, and they, I mean, control is the wrong word to use here, but be in control basically, properly, healthily in control. And the other thing is, with the new, like we on Zoom, we can see each other and hear each other, but there are other platforms where there is no possibility to switch the camera on. People are just talking, listening to each other, and then it's becoming much more anonymous in the wrong sense, encouraging all kinds of behaviors. And for somebody who's been in the program for a long time and is administrator of the whole server and behaves like like a dictatorship kind of way, you know, oh, there are too many questions. Sorry. Maybe I leave some for next year.
Thank you. Did anyone want to address that might be the last question? We'll have to close, and then we may have 5 minutes afterwards before there's a fun session.
I would say that in terms of a newcomer, some meetings have actually have a position now of like a newcomer greeter, and so that might be the opportunity to you know, after the meeting approach the newcomer, or some meetings even have the options for newcomers. I remember when I came into the program in 1989, and we had the main meeting, and then there was newcomers could go to a different room and have a separate meeting just to learn about what the program was about, and then come back to the main room whenever. So those would be some of the options in that regard. I would also say, given some of your questions, depending on where you live, or, you know, where you're at, time zone in the country, that Wednesday meeting about service would really be helpful to your questions.
Thank you, Erin, for taking that. It's 2 minutes after closing, so I'd like to close out the session, and then we have about 5 minutes before the next session is in play, which is a fun session. So everyone's welcome to stay and participate, but we don't want to run into their session. So if everyone would join me in closing the session out. Thank you everyone for joining us and participating, all your questions. You're welcome to ask questions on Slack or directly to the Delegate Training Subcommittee. And we're so grateful. So together we can work through whatever is showing up.
And Erin, could you quickly post the email address for the MSSC committee?
Sure. And also, Cheryl and Mary Jo, could we post some of our slides and our questions on the delegate training page so that people can go afterwards and access them? And also to remind them to look at that page for when we do Tradition 2 and all the other traditions. That would be the resource to follow up.
Yes.
Absolutely. Between me and Mary Jo, we'll get this posted.
Yeah. and I'll post the address for that page. So go ahead, Cheryl, now.
Thank you, Mary Jo, and thank you, Erin, and our tech support, Barbara and Lynn and Frederick. Thank you so much. We'll have a moment of silence. ACA Serenity Prayer. Higher Power, grant me the serenity to accept the people
I cannot change,
the courage to change,
the one I can,
and the wisdom to know that one is me.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone, as well, for showing up and having some fun. And we'll have about 5 minutes to do general Q&A as well. So we'll just stay on the line and take some questions.
Stay around for Adelina's fun.
Yeah. I was asked by Zoom 6 to have some time to talk to them too, by us.
Okay. So do we need to just shut down and then, because I think the fun session is at 40 minutes after the hour, correct?
Yeah,
yes, so we it's in 5 minutes from now.
Okay, so let's, sorry, we won't have opportunity for Q&A right now.
Okay. Thank you all for being here. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But please bring your questions, through email.
There's the cat.
So email to DTSC that one. Well, we can take questions there and communicate and share resources through there as well. All right. Thank you. You're welcome.